IBM. Jobs came up with a brilliant jujitsu maneuver against Gates, one that could have changed the balance of power in the computer industry forever. It required Jobs to do two things that were against his nature: licensing out his software to another hardware maker and getting into bed with IBM. He had a pragmatic streak, albeit a tiny one, so he was able to overcome his reluctance. But his heart was never fully in it, which is why the alliance would turn out to be short-lived. It began at a party, a truly memorable one, for the 70th birthday of the Washington Post publisher Katharine Graham in June 1987 in Washington. 600 guests attended, including President Ronald Reagan. Jobs flew in from California, and IBM's chairman, John Akers, from New York. It was the first time they had met. Jobs took the opportunity to badmouth Microsoft and attempt to wean IBM from using its Windows operating system. I couldn't resist telling him I thought IBM was taking a giant gamble betting its entire software strategy on Microsoft because I didn't think its software was very good, Jobs recalled. To Jobs' delight, Akers replied, "How would you like to help us?" Within a few weeks, Jobs showed up at IBM's Armonk, New York headquarters with his software engineer, Bud Tribble. They put on a demo of Next, which impressed the IBM engineers. Of particular significance was Next Step, the machine's object-oriented operating system. Next Step took care of a lot of trivial programming chores that slow down the software development process, said Andrew Heller, the general manager of IBM's workstation unit, who was so impressed by Jobs that he named his newborn son Steve. The negotiations lasted into 1988, with Jobs becoming prickly over tiny details. He would stalk out of meetings over disagreements about colors or design, only to be calmed down by Tribble or Lewin. He didn't seem to know which frightened him more, IBM or Microsoft. In April, Perot decided to play host for a mediating session at his Dallas headquarters, and a deal was struck. IBM would license the current version of the Next Step software, and if the managers liked it, they would use it on some of their workstations. IBM sent to Palo Alto a 125-page contract. Jobs tossed it down without reading it. "You don't get it," he said as he walked out of the room. He demanded a simpler contract of only a few pages, which he got within a week. Jobs wanted to keep the arrangement secret from Bill Gates until the big unveiling of the Next computer, scheduled for October, but IBM insisted on being forthcoming. Gates was furious. He realized this could wean IBM off its dependence on Microsoft operating systems. "Next Step isn't compatible with anything," he raged to IBM executives. At first, Jobs seemed to have pulled off Gates's worst nightmare. Other computer makers that were beholden to Microsoft's operating systems, most notably Compaq and Dell, came to ask Jobs for the right to clone Next and license Next Step. There were even offers to pay a lot more if Next would get out of the hardware business altogether. That was too much for Jobs, at least for the time being. He cut off the clone discussions, and he began to cool toward IBM. The chill became reciprocal. When the person who made the deal at IBM moved on, Jobs went to Armonk to meet his replacement, Jim Canavino. They cleared the room and talked one-on-one. Jobs demanded more money to keep the relationship going and to license newer versions of Next Step to IBM. Canavino made no commitments, and he subsequently stopped returning Jobs' phone calls. The deal lapsed. Next got a bit of money for a licensing fee, but it never got the chance to change the world.